Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Demetrius. I have a question. I have placed an order on the 23rd, and then I got a strange email saying that my order was refunded and what have you. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
I'll say that for me again, ma'am. I didn't quite understand it.
I said I placed an order for Omex, a 6-month supply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it was, so now $159.96. I provided the agent. I have, her name is Asia, and I have an agent ID number. I gave her my credit card information. She said it would ship out. And then I get an email saying that I'm being refunded for $319-something. And I don't know what's going on. I'm expecting my order. Can you?
What does the email say about the refund?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up here. Oh. I don't know where they got this amount from when I didn't put that much. Omex. It says your Omex refund was processed. And I was like, I didn't request the processing. First they sent me something on Saturday saying that your Omex subscription has been updated. Okay. And then the next thing I get, that was on Saturday, then I get, it says your Omex refund was processed. This is an email to let you know if refund has been processed for you on order number SH-119798 in the amount of $319.92. I didn't place an order for $319.92. So could you please look in? And I responded to them via email. I've been at work all day working with patients, and it seems odd that I have no response on this computer right now.
All right, can you provide me with your last name and zip code?
Yeah, what's your name again? Let me write this down.
My name is Demetrius, ma'am.
Demetrius, okay. My last name, it's listed here on my old Omex orders, is Scott Hawkins. It's just hyphenated the way I do it, but they put it as one word, Scott Hawkins.
And the zip code?
07728.
What's the first name?
Robin.
Verify the shipping address for me.
10 Victoria Court, Unit 8, Freehold, New Jersey.
Refunded 3/19 for unfulfilled canceled order.
I didn't cancel order. I called the order. I don't know what the hell they did. I was on the phone quite a while trying to be very patient with this agent named Asia. And I have her agent ID number she gave me. But I want to know where they got 215. And they better not have put that on my American Express, because that's my next call.
What do you mean, ma'am? That, it was a refund, so it would go back to the card that was charged.
But why would it have been charged $319 when I placed an order for $159.96?
Let me see here. That might be for 2/119.
She charged me twice because
131.
It looks like she charged me twice. I just multiplied it.
No, that would be for 319.
But the odd thing was is that I didn't cancel any orders, so that whatever whoever did that generated that from your facility there internally. So here I'm already out of the product. I'm waiting for it. Seeing I ordered it, and I'm SOL again.
Just bear with me, ma'am. All right, just bear with me, ma'am. I'm trying to find out something here so I can see what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I was telling her that I had contacted, I was contacted back in, let's see here, back in May of this year from Tiffany telling me to call 800-765-6691. And I spoke with Don to update my American Express so no disruption in my automatic renewal. And it was next due to be sent out on October 2021. And I gave her a call reference number for that conversation. And then when I spoke with Asia, she said, no, they had to close, they closed that out. I said, well, Don told me that they just were updating and there would be no disruption. She I was on the phone with her for about a half hour on the 23rd, and she kept having problems saying my computer's so slow, my this and that, blah 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 blah, whatever. So she said I'd have to, she had to close out the account and then open it up again, and I had to give her my credit card information all over again. And I said I wanted the automatic renewal of the product. She said the product would ship out on the 24th and take 7 to 10 days. And then 2 days later, I get an email saying I was being refunded for $319. So two things I'm concerned about. One, does the left hand know what the right hand is doing over there? And two, I'm out of my product. I'm very health conscious, and I don't like, you know, not having it. I'm going to have to go find a substitute until I get it. And then thinking I'm on the way and being told that everything's been canceled. So I don't know what the status is on, you know, customer service. I'm not very happy with it at this moment. It's not your fault, okay? But as a consumer, you know, I'm working in the hospital all day. I don't have time to be on the phone all the time. So when I expect when I spend a half hour on the phone with an agent and trying to be patient, you know, to get a pay my money, hard-earned money for a product that I'm waiting for, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed.
I understand that.
Yeah, and I'm not getting mad at you because you have nothing to do with it, but I'm hoping somebody can remedy this because now I have to go spend money and find a reasonable product that will do the same thing.
Oh,
but I need to know what happened to this. She, you know, she assured me, just like Don has assured me, that all he needed was my updated credit card information. And then I'm being told when I speak to Asia that, you know, that they had to close the account and start over. It makes no sense to me, but I was like, okay. And now when she does all that, and I'm being told that I'm being refunded for an order of twice the amount of what I ordered, and I didn't initiate the refund, that makes no sense. So I'm getting suspicious and leery at this point.
Okay. Okay. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to look over the account and see what happened. Okay, so you do have another one coming out. It should be delivered on the 28th. Okay, it seems like here it was a mistake. You was charged for something you weren't supposed to, and it got refunded back. That's what happened. And you have a product. It was just a simple mistake, and we got a product getting shipped out towards you now. So there's nothing wrong.
Okay, so what did I pay for my product? What's listed as the cost for me?
190, 180.
Okay, she told me it was 159. Excuse me, where is it right here? 159.96. I didn't authorize 190.180.
Here. Okay,
She told me
159.96. Hey, what's your first last name, ma'am?
Excuse me?
What's your last name is Robin.
Robin Hawkins, but
Right.
I
Scott
hyphenated
Hawkins.
this time. Scott Hawkins. So I did not authorize payment for 191, but she told me it was going to be 159.96. Said it was the same product. It was a reduced price. So I'd like to receive it for that price.
I'm not saying anything for 159.
She told me 159.96. Because I said, oh, my other statements say it was 191.80, and she said no. I will give you her agent ID number, and you could take it up with whoever. But I feel as a consumer, especially all this back and forth that I've had to do, if nothing else, yeah, maybe in the future I will pay for it if it's going to be whatever, but I was told. I have it right here, 159.96. And if the conversation was recorded, you would hear her say that and me verify that.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Let me see here. I'm probably looking at the wrong one. Okie dokie. Let me see here. Pull up this account.
That it was the same product.
Okay, because you had placed a new order. Okay. It was placed as a new order. Okay. I was just looking at the wrong one, ma'am. I do apologize for that. Okay, yeah, here we go. 159.96 for the Omex Ultra Pure. Okay, I was looking at the old one. Okay. Since she had to place a new order for you, she placed it on the different system. Okay. Okay, I see what's going on here. So yeah, you're fine. You got charged $159.96.
Has it been shipped out to
Yeah,
me?
it's been shipped out. It's gonna be delivered on the 28th.
Okay,
It was
all
shipped
right.
out on the 24th.
Okay, so let's keep our fingers crossed. And that 319, that was some kind of error, you said.
Yeah, that was just an error.
Okay. All right. Okay, do I need any confirmation number for this call or anything?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You're fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Demetrius. You have a blessed evening, okay?
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling Omaxo. If you have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.